It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, our Friday News Buzz edition of the program. Coming up on the Classical Service this weekend, Iowa Arts Showcase. It's a monthly, hour-long program that highlights the efforts and activities of nonprofit arts and culture organizations throughout our state, focusing on performance. Joining me now to tell us a little bit about what's coming up on the program this weekend, Iowa Public Radio's Jacqueline Hallbloom of our Classical Service. Hi, Jacqueline.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon to you. Now, tell us, for those who aren't acquainted with Iowa Arts Showcase, what's the program about?
Well, the premise of the program is that we focus on different things that are happening for the performing arts sector of Iowa, for the not-for-profit cultural organizations. And it's really a unique show, and we're getting more into it. This is almost our second year of being on the air, and it's pretty exciting. Both Tony Daner and I found out a lot about Iowa producing this show.
Mm-hmm. So let's run through some of the exciting things you have on this weekend's program. You have a piano competition. In fact, the inaugural Midwest International Piano Competition. Big, impressive name. Tell us about it.
Well, it is pretty impressive. Two pianists who are world-class musicians on their own, UNI's assistant professor of piano, Dmitry Vorobyev, and associate professor of piano, Sean Botkin, got together and decided that why does Texas have to have everything? Let's do this Midwest International Piano Competition. And they are going to be bringing in 34 contestants from across the world in junior and senior divisions. And it's really going to be a big deal, and it's open to the public. The last two concerts, the competitions do have fees involved for going to the concerts, but otherwise everything is free, so you can come and hear these world-class performers. It's really a big deal.
And that'll be happening on the UNI campus?
On the UNI campus at the Gallagher Blue Dorn Performing Arts Center, and it's early June, and that's why we are tucking it in with the May Iowa Art Showcase. It's June 1st through 7th, and folks can get more details if they go to MidwestPianoCompetition.com.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be talking with Professors Vorobyev and Botkin on the program this weekend. Let's talk a little bit about a conversation that you'll have on the program with the Des Moines Metro Opera's Artistic Director,
Michael Eagle, and they have a fantastic 42nd Summer Festival season lineup. And not only do they have this great lineup, but they are collaborating this year with some amazing groups in Des Moines and around Des Moines, the University or Grandview University, along with Drake University. They also have all these extra fun things like Puccini and peanut butter for kids and families to go
that
to.
Sounds fun.
And they're going to have some terrific, their artistic festival season involves Verdi's La Traviata. They're also doing Rossini's La Comtesse and a really very powerful performances of Hagee's Dead Man Walking, and that's where they're going to be doing a lot of community outreach.
Mm-hmm. Also, some summer events to be discussed at Cedar Rock State Park. You'll focus on that during the program.
It's one of Iowa's best-kept secrets, this Lowell Walter House, tucked away by Quasqueton, and it's an amazing place that Frank Lloyd Wright designed, and not only did he design the house, but he designed the furniture. He selected the dishes. He did it all, and it's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. So what will happen there?
Of course, it's going to be opening to the public officially on May 21st and continuing through October. So they just have a five-month window of opportunity to go and visit the place. Mm-hmm. But they also have three extra activities that they're going to be having that are fundraisers to help keep the doors open.
I guess I don't even know where Cedar Rock State Park is. Where is that?
Well, it's close to Quasqueton and Independence, Iowa.
Close to Quasqueton doesn't tell me that much, Jackie.
Well, it's tucked away. That's what's so cool about it. Right. That's why it's a well-kept secret. But it's off of Highway 20, and there's this gigantic sign. And you just kind of follow the road signs. But if you give them a call or you go to their website, it'll give you more accurate directions. But that's part of Frank Lloyd Wright. You know, he wants to be with nature, and so
right.
it's you kind of have to do a little driving, but once you get there, it's well worth it.
Jacqueline Holmblum, we can hear all kinds of more details about the things you've just mentioned here in this brief 5 minutes when you tune into Iowa Arts Showcase this weekend with Jacqueline Holmblum. Tell us when that airs.
That airs this Saturday at 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Iowa Public Radio Classical, and we hope people join us.
Okay, Jacqueline Holmblum of Iowa Public Radio's Classical Service, thank you for joining us. What are you going to leave us with? Let's go out with some music. You've mentioned so much.
Well, let's get a performance featuring Dmitri Vorobyev at the keyboard, and this is the Mephisto Waltz No. 1 by Franz Liszt.
And after a short break, we'll waltz into the second part of River to River with Eli Perencevich, a doctor at the University of Iowa. He'll tell us about the WHO's first global report that declares antibiotic resistance a major threat to public health. Toward the end of the program, Iowa Nice Guy back on our program, Scott Sipker, with his latest video. It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News.